When you arrive in the city of Norton, right in the center of town, you see a huge curved wall, neat blocks of engineered stone that appear to be holding up the side of a mountain.
We call this the Great Wall of Norton.
Adam Wells is taking me on a tour of the city near the Tennessee border. Norton is full of tall mountains and deep hollows, places where coal is still being mined and where it once was.
There used to be a high wall here.
A high wall is what's left standing after an entire side of one of these mountains is removed to reveal a coal seam. Wells is an economic development specialist with Appalachian Voices.
Big rocks were becoming dislodged from the wall and rolling down into traffic, and this is the way kids would walk to school, and so it was very dangerous.
Driving around the outskirts of Norton, you see other high walls that haven't been remediated. Exposed layers of rock, sand, and clay in hues of pinks and grays to orange and rust, shifting in the changing light. At first glance, you might mistake them for those breathtaking cliffs you see along rivers. But on closer inspection, they're too perfect to be natural.
High walls were created through bench and auger mining, which was pretty prevalent in the 60s and 70s, where kind of a road bench was cut into the mountain like a wedge taken out of a pie. And then you can see right here, the wedge was never put back, so there's a pretty vertical man-made cliff.
It wasn't until 1977 that coal companies were required by law to clean up their mines when they closed them. And for mines abandoned before then, it's a different story. The Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act of 1977, known as SMCRA, now levies a fee on coal companies for each ton they mine, and the money goes to help clean up the orphan mines. Gerald Collins owns a coal mining services company in Wise County.
So you've got a huge amount of pre-SMCRA mining, abandoned mine land. In Virginia, right now, that total is a little over 50,000 acres.
That's because back then, there were no laws requiring mine owners to clean up after themselves, says Collins, so they didn't.
And you've got to keep in mind, back during that time, their needs were different. They were just trying to survive. Even going into the early 60s, you had what were called truck mines. What that essentially meant was you had very, very small mom-and-pop operations that went to a site and mined coal as far as they could mine it at a particular site, and then they moved to another site.
And that's another reason why, decades after SMCRA cleanup laws were enacted, abandoned mine lands in Virginia remain just that. There are so many, and there's just not enough money in the cleanup fund. But even when it comes to post-SMCRA mines, the ones since 1977 that their owners are required to clean up and reclaim?
Same. It's another high wall. And then here's a reclaimed mine land. You can see the valley fill and their efforts to recreate a stream.
A stream that was destroyed by strip mining is now a listless trickle of water, wending its way among rocks arranged in patterns not found in nature.
Humans cannot create an Appalachian stream, which is not possible.
Maybe not. But at the same time, Wells is convinced that the only way to get beyond the practices of the past in coal country is to create a new economy, literally atop the old. We'll hear more about that in our next report. I'm Robbie Harris.